Welcome to the Southern Alberta Council on Public Affairs. Our guest speaker today is Dr. Harold Jansen. My name is Michelle McEwen. I am a member of the local Council of Canadians chapter and your guest moderator today. I'd like to thank SACPA for inviting me here and for all the assistance that they've provided. First, I'd like to remind everyone that you can pay for your lunch in the baskets at the center of your table. And please designate someone to count those funds for the table. SACPA is a volunteer, not-for-profit organization, and we depend on your contributions. I'd also like to thank the University of Lethbridge for distributing notice and publicity of these events, the Lethbridge College for posting the audio on the SACPA website, and also Erickson's Restaurant for providing the wonderful meals at a regular basis. Briefly, the session will elapse as follows: 25 to 30 minute presentation, followed by lunch, followed at 1 p.m. sharp by a 30 minute question period. Now, it is fitting, given the low voter turnout at the recent provincial election and the resulting great disappointment by pretty much everybody that I speak to, and probably everyone that you speak to as well, that our topic today should be a more democratic Alberta. How do we get there? And here today to introduce Dr. Jansen are a group of students who do not fit the standard mold of the apathetic voter or the apathetic citizen. These students are taking action on the issue of democratic reform. Michelle Morris, Kendall Yamagichi, Matt Dow, Eric Gurchikov, and Matt Dow, Matt Dow wasn't able to be here. Alex Messé. Sorry, Alex. So these students have formed a local group to advocate for better democracy, and I'll turn the podium over to Michelle Morris now to introduce Dr. Jansen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michelle Morris, and I'm here today to introduce today's speaker, Dr. Jansen. But first, I'd like to talk to you about a concern that myself and many other students at the U of L have about Alberta's democracy and what we are doing about it. We are incredibly concerned about the recurring trend of low voter turnout in Alberta's provincial elections. We are currently organizing a lobby effort for a citizens' assembly on electoral reform in Alberta. We see this as a way to re-engage the Alberta populace in their democracy. For more information, please come and speak with us after the presentation. So as a political science major, I've had the pleasure of taking several classes from Dr. Jansen, and I can confidently say that you are in for a treat this afternoon because he is a great lecturer. He brings both passion and humor to the classroom, and I think he might be the only person that can get a class interested in statistical analysis and party finance laws. In addition to his engaging teaching style, Dr. Jansen has always demonstrated a commitment to helping students succeed. Dr. Jansen received his Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from the University of Alberta in 1989. After that, he went on to graduate school at Carleton University in Ottawa, where he received his master's in 1990. He then returned to the University of Alberta to complete his doctorate. Dr. Jansen has a rich knowledge of Western politics and electoral systems, as he completed his PhD thesis in 1998 on the single transferable vote in Alberta and Montana. Dr. Jansen has been teaching at the University of Lethbridge for the last 10 years. He teaches courses in Canadian politics, Alberta politics, political behavior, representation in electoral systems, and political parties. He has a broad range of research interests, and currently he is a part of a team of researchers who received a Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council grant to study the way that Canadian political parties are adapting to changing party finance laws at the federal level. In addition to his heavy teaching and research schedule, Dr. Jansen is also the senior content editor of Maple Leaf Web, an internet source providing information on Canadian politics. Please join me in welcoming today's speaker, Dr. Harold Jansen.
Well, Well, thanks, Michelle, and thanks all of you for your warm welcome, and thanks for inviting me here today. Let's put this a little higher. I'm a little taller than Michelle. This is a really important topic, and I felt quite honored to get a chance to address it, because I think the state of democracy in Alberta is something we should all be concerned about, regardless of our political affiliation. It's easy to just sort of beat up on the conservatives, but I think there's reasons that everybody, conservative, liberal, NDP, Alberta Alliance, Green, whatever your political persuasion, should be concerned about some of the trends we saw in the election. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about why I'm concerned and some of the things that I think we should be talking about. So some of the things I'm going to be throwing a bunch of things at you that I think are things we need to be discussing. Some of them are things, one of them for sure I'm going to tell you is I'm not sure I actually agree with what I'm going to be telling you, which is a little odd. But I think it's a debate we need to be having. I feel ambivalent about it. I'll tell you which one it is. But I just want to throw it out. I think it is something that we need to consider. So when we look at the March 10th Alberta election, I mean, it looked to be a typical day in Alberta. And on the grand scheme of things, and we look at how democracy worked pretty well in Alberta. We have a peaceful election. The party preferred by a majority of Albertans, or at least those who voted, took control of the government. And everyone, even the losers, accepted the verdict. There weren't any riots in the streets that I saw. And, I mean, it's easy to take those things for granted, but when we look around the world, democracy is not that easy to pull off, and we've been doing it for a long time in this country and in this province, and I think that's something we can be proud of. But despite that, I and I think a lot of other people found the results of the March 10 provincial election to be a little bit troubling. I actually had a sleepless night over this, and I've never had about an election before. The problem wasn't really that Premier Stelmach and the Conservatives won the election. That was expected. The polls pretty much showed that was going to happen. But there were some troubling signs in the results that showed that not everything is healthy about Alberta's democracy, and especially in how we conduct elections. Now, there's a lot of criteria by which we evaluate democracy, and one of the assignments I had my students here do in an Alberta politics class this fall is basically what I'm going to be doing here for you. I had to have them come up with criteria. So I want to tell you about two of the criteria I'm going to look at. The first is voter turnout. And voter turnout matters for a variety of reasons. I think we want a democracy where people participate and are involved in their democracy, where people pay attention and hold the government to account. And voter turnout is a very important indicator of this. Why do we care about voter turnout? Well, there's a few reasons. The first is it has a formal role in the political process. It is a time when we as citizens are called to participate very directly in the process. We choose who governs us, and that's part of the very definition of democracy. Now, it's fashionable to dismiss turnout, and there's a lot of political science literature that will tell you, well, there's lots of other ways that people participate in politics. Why do we get so bent out of shape just because people aren't voting anymore? But the reality is the research also tells us that those people who vote are also the people who do that other kinds of political activity. So this is an indicator that something isn't healthy. So I guess what I'm arguing is that a decline in turnout indicates a general disengagement with politics, and that's something that I think we need to be concerned about. Now, Alberta has never had very high turnouts. We've always been the lowest turnout province in Alberta. And so
In Canada.
We're the lowest turnout of any province in Canada. We have the lowest voter turnout. Most people were shocked, though, by how low this voter turnout was in this election, 41%. Now, the thing to bear in mind about this is actually probably overestimating the number of voters, because this is the percentage of registered voters, and we know that not everybody registers to vote. Our estimates are that between 93 and 95% of people in Canada are registered to vote. In Alberta, I suspect the number is higher because we have a very mobile and younger population, so I suspect the number is probably 90%. So the actual voter turnout is probably somewhere between 35 and 40%. It's definitely under 40, which is shockingly low. This is, as I said, this is a record low, not just for Alberta, but when we look at the election records of provinces across Canada, we don't find any other province that's ever had a turnout this low. So we do have a problem here. Now we can ask, well, so what? Isn't this kind of a victimless crime? But I think it does matter. And I already hear this when people are trying to dismiss things that Premier Stelmach wants to do, is that, well, only 23% of people actually voted for you. And you arrive at that number by taking the percentage of people who voted Conservative, which is about 53%, multiplied by the 41% who actually turned out, and we get around 23%. So it harms the government's legitimacy, its mandate to do things. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I'm concerned about is accountability, is how do we hold our government accountable for what it does do and what it does not do? In a parliamentary democracy, a lot of that responsibility rests with the opposition. You need to have a strong opposition to hold the government accountable. Now, you've probably seen these results, but I'll put them on the screen for you to see. There's 72 Conservatives, 9 Liberals, 2 New Democrats. Now, remember, there's 24 government departments. There's 11 opposition members divided among two parties. They don't even agree with each other. So these 11 people are supposed to keep track of what 24 government departments in the third largest province in Alberta, what they're doing. So opposition MLAs can't even specialize in one department, and they have to study up on multiple government departments. Now, this isn't beating up on the Conservatives. I'd be concerned if that number said 72 Liberals or 72 New Democrats. It's not a right or a left issue. It's really a question about how we hold the government accountable for what it does, for its public policies, and for how it spends taxpayer money. And if we look at, in comparison, this is, we see these at the provincial level quite often, and Alberta is unusual in having these so often. But it isn't something unique to Alberta at the provincial level. One scholar of provincial politics calls this the dirty little secret of provincial politics, or these overwhelming majorities. The biggest majority in recent history in Canada, federally, was the Brian Mulroney majority in 1984. If we were to translate that into Alberta, that would be about 62 seats for the Conservatives here. So let's talk about each of these in turn briefly. Now, my students know I love graphs, so I just had to graph this. If you were to stack up opposition members and government members, if you could stack up MLAs, that's how big, the blue stack is how big the Conservatives would be. The red and the orange, I put the Liberals on top of the NDP. If we stack them up, you get a sense of how unbalanced it is. And if you're in Edmonton and you go to the provincial legislature, it's actually pretty striking to see how this small little island of opposition MLAs. All right, this is the last graph. No, last graph, I promise. I just have to check. Yeah, it is the last graph. This is voter turnout in Alberta since 1975. And the trend is pretty clear. There's fluctuations, obviously. The 1986 election was a low, and then there was a rebound. But overall, right, there's a pretty clear long-term trend. Voting has now declined for 4 consecutive elections in Alberta. So we need to understand why, and I'm going to briefly run you through this. The first point I want to make is that the decline in turnout is not something unique to Alberta. It's something we're seeing in a variety of countries in a variety of contexts. It's not limited to Alberta, it's not even limited just to Canada, but it's especially noticeable in Alberta because we started at such a low level, and so our declines are taking us even lower. So the point I'm trying to make when I say that this is something global is that there's a deeper cultural process at work here. Political scientists talk about there being a cultural shift, that there's a new politics going on, that increasingly people are better educated and are less interested in formal sorts of political participation where they're supposed to sit back and defer to people who are politically. The gap is narrowing, in other words. So people are less trustful of all forms of traditional authority. So the studies tell us or suggest that people want more meaningful political engagement. Now, really, a lot of the problem, though, when we analyze carefully where voter turnout is declining, it's among younger people. There's two things going on here. The first is there's a declining sense of duty to vote among younger voters. There's lower levels of political knowledge and engagement among most younger people. And political parties have done a phenomenally poor job of actually connecting with and being relevant to younger voters. One statistic I love to quote to my students is the average age of a political party member in Canada is 60 years old. That's the average age, according to the research. So there are some problems. Younger voters are not being engaged and brought into the political process. But the other thing that's happening, and there's research to suggest this at the federal level, and I want to suggest this applies to Alberta, is that when you grow up in a context where there isn't a lot of competition, voter motivation is pretty important. And so younger people are coming in a period when their vote doesn't matter. In Alberta, right, we've always had conservative governments for almost 2 generations now, and so no matter how you vote, well, the Conservatives are going to end up winning, so it doesn't seem to matter to vote, and those habits of voting don't get formed. Another possibility is that Alberta's economy is to blame. We've seen a lot of discussion about this, that people are basically fat, lazy, and have two cars, probably Hummers, in the driveways, and this is Alberta. So why bother voting, right? Nothing's wrong. Why fix it? And I think there is something to that explanation, right, that there's just a lot of prosperity and people are just basically satisfied. But the public opinion polling during the election showed us that Albertans wanted change. They wanted things to change. So I'm not sure that completely holds. But I think that may be part of it. I think part of what's happening, though, is the highly mobile population. People have flocked to Alberta and don't have deep roots here. The lowest voter turnout was in Fort McMurray, where only 21% of registered voters voted. That's the most mobile and has the highest transient population in Alberta. So I think really the problem is a lack of competition. Now, I put Orgami Swans on here because I pointed out to my